The fountain of youth is right here. Glory to God. The words add life to you. And you should live till you're satisfied. Hallelujah.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Welcome to a Healing School special, all this week on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Gloria Copeland brings an in-depth teaching on our covenant promises concerning healing and how to face each day with full expectations to receive.
You know, there's not any limit to your faith. If you'll keep hearing, you can keep increasing in your faith. And that's why it's so much fun. Like after 41 years, you know, you learn a thing or two And you just keep increasing. I mean, I'm really hungrier for the Word of God right now than I've ever been in my life. Why is that? Because I keep getting more and more out of it. You can't ever search it all out in this lifetime. So God is good. And we're going to just feed on healing today. Let's look at Proverbs 4:20. We're going to take a big dose of medicine today. Hallelujah. The medicine. The cure-all medicine. This is the way you need to live your life, and then your faith stays strong, and when sickness tries to come on you, or lack tries to come on you, or other problems try to come on you, you're ready. This says, attend. My son, attend to my words. Give attention to the Word of God. That's what we're going to do this morning, but it's what we should do every morning. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Amplified says, I believe it's Amplified that says, consent and submit to my sayings. You know, it's one thing to hear, but it's hearing and doing that actually brings deliverance and blessing into your life. You hear them and then you do them. Let them, the words of God, not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. This is really the way you stay in divine health. For they are life unto those that find them, and health or healing, can be translated either way, health or healing to all their flesh, we could just say. They are life unto those that find them, and health and healing to all their flesh. Isn't that a great scripture? The word is healing word. You know, if it's the word about prosperity, it will heal your finances. If it's the word about sickness and disease, it will drive sickness and disease out of your body. So because of that, verse 23 says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. If you want to live in life and peace and victory, keep the word of God going in your eyes, in your ears, so that it gets down into your heart, and you do it. That's the key to life. Now, I'm telling you, we've been doing it for a long time. Problems have come and gone, but victory has always come because we stay in the Word of God. And anybody can do this. You know, it's an open book test, so to speak. We can all pass this in Jesus' name. So today we're going to feed on some scriptures about healing. And then we're just going to let the Lord heal our bodies, heal our minds, strengthen us. Glory to God. Healing comes spirit, soul, and body from the Word of God. So let's go back to Psalm 91 and just look at, revisit the things we talked about, but this time we'll be talking about deliverance from sickness and disease. Psalm 91 is such a powerful, wonderful scripture. And we'll just point out, well, I'll first of all read about taking refuge, and then we'll point out some scriptures in there concerning healing. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide or lodge under the shadow of the Almighty, the covering of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. We talked about the refuge yesterday. You need to take refuge in God for every situation in your life, for the health, to maintain the divine health. It's great to get healed when you're sick, but it's better to live in divine health. And so we take that refuge in the area of our finances. We go into the Lord as our refuge in the area of healing of our body and the divine health of our body. Glory to God. So we take refuge there. We expect to live healed. And then let's look down at the pestilence. Here's, we're just going to pick up some scriptures about sickness and disease. It says, you'll not be afraid in verse 5 for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in the darkness. Will not be afraid of sickness and disease, nor the destruction that wastes and at noonday. And it can be quite a serious plague, 1,000 at one side, 10,000 at the other. John Lake, in his day, and we've studied his life because he was such a great man of faith, strong man. Oh, man, he had a revelation of dominion. And one of the plagues, I think it was the Black Plague, but it was either that or the bubonic plague, happened in his day. And he went down to help the people because... whatever they had, they were taking care of the sick, doctors and others. And they said, how come you don't get this sickness or disease? And so he said, well, put some of that froth on my hand. So they put some on his hand. He said, now we'll put it under the microscope. And I think they had the microscope on them when they put that on there. When it hit his body, it died. Every teeming thing, every germ, everything they could see in the microscope, when it came onto him, it died. He had the power of God in him, and it was resisting the pestilence. This says, even if 1,000 die on one side, 10,000 on the other, it shall not come near you. And then it says, there's other scriptures, verse 10, there shall, 9 says, because you've made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. Because you've run into that refuge, you've taken refuge in there. Today we're talking about sickness and disease. You've taken refuge in this 91st Psalm and in the Word of God. And you have received your redemption from sickness, just the way you received your redemption from sin. Because you did this, verse 10 says, there shall no evil befall thee, nor any plague. Those are two different things. No evil could be anything bad. That could be somebody robbing you. That could be a storm. That could be any kind of a catastrophe. But it says, no evil, neither shall any, say any.
Amen.
Does any mean no plague? Neither shall any plague, in other words, no plague by any name, shall come nigh thy dwelling. We have a dwelling that we live in. We can receive it, for no plague will come nigh our house. We have a dwelling physically that we live in. We have a dwelling physically that we live in this body. My spirit lives in this body. Your spirit lives in your body. The body is referred to as a tent in the scripture. It's a covering for our spirit. It's our physical covering for our spirit. So this could be your house. This could be your house. Could be your house as a building. This could be your house as a covering for your spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We've got two tents. Almost everybody has two tents. Everybody has one tent. This is one tent. Glory to God. And if you don't have the other tent, the Lord will help you get it. It's His will that you have a tent to live in and a tent to walk around in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. No plague shall come nigh thee. Glory to God. So that is, the Psalm 91 definitely includes our protection from sickness and disease. But everything requires faith. You know, if you have a fear of sickness and disease, you don't have the tent. You're not taking provision for the protection of your tent. A fear of anything says to the devil, come on in. Whether it's a fear of lack of money, a fear of sickness and disease, a fear of being murdered, a fear of this or that, fear gives Satan territory to work. The way faith gives God territory to work. And you and I are in the middle. We can either focus on the Word of God, get rid of fear, not tolerate fear in our lives, not take any kind of fear when it tries to come on us. Or we can be lazy, we can live like the world, we can just let fear in, which lets sickness in, which lets lack in, which lets all kind of the curse in. But it's up to us. That's the thing you got to realize about God. He always told Israel what to do. Like I mentioned the other day, I've been reading through Ezekiel in the Hebrew commentary books, the Art Scroll books. Ezekiel in that one is a big fat book. But it is so good. God sent Jeremiah to tell them what to do to avoid trouble. The way they were going to get in trouble because they weren't giving God any place in their lives. And then he sent Ezekiel to them. We read some scriptures yesterday where God had sent Ezekiel to them. It was not his will that they be overcome. He wanted them to have victory. But it was up to them to choose. And it's the same way today. God doesn't force his way on you, but he offers you the way to healing and to health and to prosperity. And you either get in the Word of God and put it in your eyes and your ears until it becomes a reality to you, and then you act on it and you say it and you don't say anything else. And if you do say something else, you repent. You begin to walk out faith. And it's up to us. It's our choice. Just like if you looked at the blessing and the curse in Deuteronomy. Moses gave him the blessing. He said, this is what'll happen. I think he gave him the curse first, but he gave him one first. I think it was the curse. He gave him this. This is what'll happen if you don't walk after God's word. The curse. This is what'll come on you if you do walk after God's word. The blessing. And it's still that way today. It's just God is waiting on us to hear and obey. He's waiting on you to make a stand for the healing of your body, for the healing of your family, the prosperity, healing of your finances in Jesus' name. Now, you can't just say at one time, okay, Lord, I'm here. I believe I receive it, and that's it. No, you have to meditate on the Word, put it in your eyes and your ears until it gets into your heart. In the midst of your heart, it will talk to you. It will help you make the right decisions. And then you have to do what it says all along the way. I should say you get to do what it says. Because every time you take a step toward God and obeying Him, you're taking a step toward victory in your lives. And every time you resist it and you don't do it, or you get lazy, or you just pay more attention to the things in the world than you do to the things of God, you don't spend any time with Him, you're taking steps backward. So it's up to us. We can live free from sickness and disease. We can be prosperous. We can have our families intact. We can have whatever the Bible says we can have. Hallelujah. Which is everything. I haven't found anything good that you can't get out of the Word of God. So in the script, in the 91st Psalm, it talks about being delivered from sickness and disease. It says in verse 16, let's look at 14. Because he has set his love upon me, this man that's abiding in him, because he set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. Who is he? Who is the he? He is the one who abides. He is the one who takes refuge. He is the one who comes under that shadow of the Almighty. He is the one then who gets delivered from the noisome pestilence. He is the one that no evil shall befall him, neither shall any plague come nigh his dwelling. If he shall call upon me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Boy, that's a great scripture. If you've got people threatening to sue you, or trouble here, or trouble there, God is with you in that trouble. And if he's with you in that trouble, he'll bring you out of that trouble if you'll listen to him and obey him. I will. God says, I will deliver him. I will honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. It's one thing to live a long time. It's one thing to live a long, unhappy life. It's another thing to live a long, satisfied life. Glory to God. And that's what God has for us. It's his will for us to live long and to live strong. That's another message, but it's a Bible message. Glory to God. So you don't want to start thinking, you know, used to, you know, 60 seemed old. Oh, that 60's a breeze. You can breeze. You can just go right through 60. 70 is a breeze. Ken's proven that to us. It's a breeze. You can just go right through it. But you can't go right through it without God. First thing you know, you'll be old. Glory to God. You've got to have him. And you've got to have that word. And you've got to have the Spirit of God, the Word of God, renewing your youth. Hallelujah. Isn't that a great scripture? That God will renew our youth. Cause us to mount up as wings of eagles. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. When you see the old movies, you know, like the old John Wayne Westerns. I remember one John Wayne Western that this woman was having her 60th birthday. She was in a little black dress and she had a little bun on her head. And she was old. She looked about 85 by today's standards. She looked about 85. And they were celebrating her 60th birthday like it was something old. It's not that way. Who renews our youth like the eagles? God does. Hallelujah. He renews our youth like the eagles. And we get our strength from our walk with him and from the Word of God. So with long life, it's not God's will for you to die young. It's not God's will for you to die young. If you've been diagnosed with a terminal illness, I'm here to tell you it's not the will of God for you to be to die young. This says, with long life will I satisfy him. What does that mean? That means you can live till you're satisfied. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. We read this scripture yesterday, but it's such a key to living healed. I'm going to read it again in Proverbs 3. I'll just look it up. This is the Amplified Bible. And it says, my son, forget not my law or teachings, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days, that's long life, length of days and years of a life worth living, and tranquility or peace, well-being, inward and outward, continuing through old age till death, these shall they, the words of God, add to you. Now this says to me that you can go all the way through old age, living a life worth living, tranquil, peaceful, inward and outward. This says in the Amplified Bible, through old age till death. I think we ought to live a happy, a peaceful, a strong, a well life, all the way through until death. What is death? Well, death for us is departure. When you depart your body, it's going to be dead. But you're not going to be dead. You'll just be gone. So all the way through life till departure. I'm telling you, old age. Well, the Bible just says till you're satisfied. So if you're not satisfied, keep going. continuing through old age till death, these shall the Word of God add to you. The fountain of youth is right here. Glory to God. The words add life to you. And you should live till you're satisfied. Hallelujah. How long do you want to live? I don't know. Just till you're satisfied. Certainly 70 or 80 would be young, but, you know, go ahead if you want to. The Lord leaves it up to us. But the Word of God is medicine to our flesh, Proverbs 4. It's medicine, health and medicine to our flesh. Glory to God. That's the way you stay healed. That's the way you get healed. That's the way you stay healed.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Did you know that God never intended for anyone to suffer with sickness or disease? A key to receiving your healing is to fill your heart and mind with the Word of God.
We can walk on the Word, length of days, and years of a life worth living. Not only live long, but live joyful, live happily, live strong.
The Healing and Wholeness Package includes a sermon on DVD by Gloria Copeland. Know Him as Healer. In this video teaching, Gloria Copeland shows you how healing is received, how God's Word can be taken like medicine, and much more. Plus, Words That Heal, a book with a companion CD. It's full of words of healing from the Scriptures and also includes songs of healing and faith, plus faith-filled prayers and confessions. Also included is a CD of healing scriptures by Kenneth Copeland. Listen to healing scriptures and receive wisdom on Jesus' healing ministry. Learn to live in the blessing. Be healed in your spirit, soul, and body.
To order the Healing and Wholeness Package by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, log on to kcm.org and order online. Or call us toll-free at 800-575-4455. The cost for this package is just $24 and includes Gloria Copeland's book, Words That Heal, her faith-building teaching, Know Him as Healer on DVD, and Kenneth Copeland's Healing Scriptures CD. To order by mail, write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order today.
I have a meniscal tear. What a meniscal tear is basically it's a tendon that goes up underneath the kneecap, and it works like a shock absorber in every step that I would take. And when Kenneth Copeland said knees, you know, I felt like God was like doing surgery on my knee. I could literally feel this thing pulling up in the knee. There was like an indentation right there where it was at, and that indentation was gone. And there's like the tendon's right pushed back up. It's like he tucked it back up against the kneecap. When I felt the healing here and I walked up, I had a new walk, a new spring. Because when I came in here, I was limping and all that stuff. Then I walked back out there again, and the little pain, so I said, no, now I know who you are. You're the devil. Get your hands off of me. I'm healed. And that's where it's going to stay.
So you're going to go back from Washington, D.C. to Florida? You're going to go back a different man?
Of course. Whole. Not a 55-year-old aging man, right? But a 55-year-old youthful man. I'm going back youthful.
Praise the Lord. Will got healed without surgery. Well, like we discussed in today's message, it's one thing to live a long and unhappy life. It's another thing to live a long, satisfied life. God loves to renew our youth like the eagles. He loves to heal our body, to make us strong, to keep us strong. I think it's a good testimony to the Word of God, to the love of God, to the power of God, to live long and live strong in this earth. We are going to have healing school at every meeting this year. Our Believers Convention, West Coast coming up, starts in 1 week. We'll be having healing school on Saturday. But don't wait till Saturday. Come. Build up. Get your faith moving. That's June the 30th through July the 5th. And we're in a new location for us. At least it's been a lot of years since we've had a meeting in Long Beach. But this year we're in Long Beach, California, and it's going to be a great meeting. It is 2008 is the 30th year And we are excited about having 30 years of healing school. You know, I intended to do it for a month or two or maybe three when I started in 1979. And here it is, 30 years. And it's been such a blessing. People have been healed all over the world. God wants to heal you right where you are. He is present every day to heal your body, to do you good, to bless you. But you have to stay in a believing mode. You have to keep your faith moving. Now I'm going to pray for you. I command you in the name of Jesus, be made whole. Receive that. Say, I take my faith. I take my faith right now, my healing. I am healed. And you begin to do something you couldn't do before. You've got faith. Use it. Release it. Be sure and get the healing and wholeness package so you'll have healing materials to use all the time. Don't wait till you're sick to build yourself up in healing and to get in the Word of God concerning healing. You're going to need your faith for the healing of your body. You take the Word of God like medicine. That's what the Word teaches us in Proverbs 4. We take it like medicine. It keeps us well. Don't wait until you get sick to take your medicine of healing. Take it every day. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And the power of God is received and released through faith. You're taking something. The best way I know to talk about faith in a quick way is it's taking whatever God says in His Word belongs to us. We take it. So get your healing package today. Join me again tomorrow. We're going to talk more about healing, your healing. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org. 2008 marks the 30th year of healing school taught by Gloria Copeland in our Believer's Conventions and Victory Campaigns. Make plans now to attend a convention or a victory campaign near you. Remember, this is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure.
And He sent His Word to heal you, sent His Word to save you, sent His Word to fill you, sent His Word to love you.
Jump in to the fullness of blessing. Get totally immersed in God's Word at the 2008 West Coast Believers Convention, June 30th to July 5th. This year at a new location, come to the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Keith Moore for 6 days together with other believers from around the world. Come expecting an encounter with God. With Super Kid Academy for ages 6 through 12 and 1440 for junior high and high school, there's a place for the whole family. To find out more, call 1-800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
You have to meditate on these scriptures until it becomes more real to you than the threat of sickness and disease.